from the very beginning, as we see in the Gospel of St. Luke, the name of Mary has been invoked and has been honored and glorified in every which way, most of all by God Himself, who chose her, who created her, so that she could be His most holy and immaculate mother. The mother who was like the burning bush on Mount Sinai. It burnt, but it did not burn. She bore the Son of God, but she did not lose her perpetual, in her case, eternal virginity. And so, this is a very wonderful day today. Now, the choosing of this particular day, September the 12th, for this feast, goes back to the reign of a very wonderful Pope, Blessed Innocent the 11th. Blessed Innocent was very, very devoted to the Blessed Mother. He did a lot for the Church, a lot for the liturgy also, because despite what some may say, the liturgy is not written in stone. It is a human as well as the divine things. So things come and go and change according to the mind of Holy Mother of the Church. But it was at that time that, like all the time, like the devil with us, the Turks, the Muslims, whatever you want to call them, the infidels, as they also call us, invaded Europe once again. Now, they had already taken all of Northern Africa. They had taken the Holy Land and the holy places on the eastern part of the Mediterranean. And they had already taken, in 1492, as a matter of fact, Istanbul or Constantinople, and named it Istanbul, which it still is. And so they wanted more. They took over Romania and Albania and all these other countries, Croatia, Yugoslavia, all these things, which little by little they were encroaching on Europe. They continued to make attacks, just like a hungry fly or mosquito attacks the body upon Christian Europe. And so Pope Blessed Innocent XI wished to proclaim another crusade. And though there were not as many people then as there were several hundred years before, nevertheless, it was to be a successful crusade. And on September the 12th, I think it was 1681, the Turks were defeated. A gigantic Turkish army was defeated by a much smaller Christian army that the Pope had raised. And so as a result, Blessed Innocent put this feast on this day, on September the 12th, the day after the victory, and gave thanks to God that through Mary, and of course from the very beginning, different saints were leading the crusade with the rosary and the crucifix on their horses, encouraging the Christian soldiers to go forth, to not be afraid, to have victory in the name of Jesus and Mary. And so this day was chosen by Blessed Innocent to be the day on which the most holy, the sweet name of Mary was to be honored. From the crib, my mother especially, but not only she, my father and others, taught me to love and revere and to have great obeisance and reverence for the holy name of Mary. The sweet name, as we call it in Italian and Spanish, El Dulce Nombre de María. And of course, it has stayed always the same. And for those who are followers of Christ, true followers of Christ, not pretend followers of Christ, and there are many of those, but those who are true followers of Christ, they cannot but honor the mother of the same Christ. How can we honor Christ and be disrespectful or dishonor His Most Holy Mother. If you say you love me and then you say something nasty about my mother, you can take your love and go fly a kite. No, no, no. It's all or none. And so today we honor the sweet and holy name of Mary. I'm very happy that in Rome, as I was going to school every day, and in Rome we went to school Monday through Saturday, but we had Sunday and Thursday off. Thursday, the day of the Eucharist. And every day I would take the bus or walk, and we would go up like 1,000 steps right there in the square or the piazza of Trajan, the Emperor Trajan, where there is a column there with all his victories, and now there is a statue of St. Peter at the top. There are two beautiful little churches. They are little enough that the dome is bigger than the churches. On the left is the Church of Our Lady of Loreto, to which, of course, I'm very, very devoted. On the right is the Church of the Sweet Name of Mary. And this church was sponsored and paid for and kept up by the Habsburg family, to which I also belong. And so I'm very happy. It's on my Facebook page in the last couple of days, two magnificent little temples in honor of Our Lady. And I would stop there very often. Sometimes it was closed, but very often, most of the times it was open, and I would stop there and pray in the chapel, the Basilica, of the Sweet Name of Mary and of Our Lady of Loreto. So we honor, with all the great kings and families of Europe and of the Church, the sweet and holy name of Mary on this day. And of course, they were defeated by the Christian army on September the 11th. It was not a chance. It was very deliberate that when we had in 2001, September the 11th, it was revenge for this defeat of theirs in 1681. Let us pray that soon all those who are not Catholics will be converted to the most holy Catholic faith, to the most holy Catholic Church, outside of which there is no salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.